Have you ever heard of the term stiff-necked? To be stiff-necked means to be haughty, stubborn, arrogant, assumptive. You get the idea, right? Today, I'm going to talk about how being stiff-necked or stubborn gets in the way of your recovery. I'm Rose Skeeters, host of From Borderline to Beautiful, a show about hope and recovery for BPD. I bet you know some people who can be really stubborn, right? I bet you know that you yourself can be really stubborn. I've realized this within myself, and I wanted to take some time to talk about this with all of you today, to talk about how being stubborn can be an obstacle to your recovery. A lot of the times I'll have a coaching client come to me and they're all gung-ho about recovery. Like, yeah, let's do this. I heard your podcast and I want what you have. And the first few sessions go really well. There's the getting to know you session. And then I start everyone off sort of looking at where they came from and where they want to be, so we can identify some clear goals and walk towards those completion of those goals together. We talk about moral compass work and how to get there, and all goes well. But for some folks, understandably so, there comes a point where they go, well, I'll do anything for recovery, but I won't do that. Like that Meatloaf song. And I want to address this limiting factor for not only my individual coaching clients who may be listening, but for all of you as well. It's easy to say, I want recovery. It's easy even to make the list of the morals you want as the foundation of your safe house build. Yeah, I want to have self-discipline, right? I want to be humble. I want to be selfless. Yes, I want to choose joy. Maybe you're even artsy, so you make a list and it looks pretty and you post it on Facebook or Instagram. Sweet. So you have your list, and you know what you need to do to get there, but it's really easy to say that and see it, and then the rest of the week outside of a podcast episode or the making of the moral compass on paper or a coaching session or a session with your therapist or your counselor, you know, to say, well, I know that's what I should be doing to achieve recovery, but the rest of the week, I'm just going to do it my way. My way is comfortable. It allows me to never have to take risks. It gives me the most peace and comfort. But today I just want to tell you, if you haven't realized this already, that's not how this works. Because there will come a point in your journey where you say, well, left to my own choices, left in my own way, I'm going to fail at this. So what I want to do today is give you a few symptoms of being too stubborn, of being stiff-necked, of getting in your own way and not being able to take recovery to the next level. Symptom one of being stiff-necked and stubborn is that we listen with a made-up mind. I had someone come to me a while back and they really wanted to work with me. I'm in this to help people, so I took this person's word and trusted that they were ready, willing, and able to do the work necessary. So we get into the middle of our work together and it's time to work on self-discipline and nutrition. So I lay out a game plan for this person that they had agreed to. The next week rolls around and I am so stoked. I really want to check in on this person and I'm excited to hear about the progress they have made and help troubleshoot, of course. And I get on the phone and I'm all ears and I ask, how'd it go? And they say, well, I didn't really think doing all that would help me develop self-discipline. I can't really see how that exercise program and nutrition program is going to help me recover from BPD. So I'm thinking, wait a minute. I take a step back and I think, that doesn't make a lot of sense. So I said, you're telling me that you only want to change based off of how you want things to change and what change looks like to you, but anything that might challenge your time, your mentality, or your body, you're not willing to do. Well, you don't really want to change then. You got a made-up mind. A lot of the times, we go to treatment, therapy, coaching, and we want the answers. But then when we're given the answers, Read your skills book. Try the skills before calling your therapist and DBT. Create a moral compass. Actually make choices that align with it. Fill out your CBT or DBT worksheets and diary cards. Do your homework. Challenge yourself to attend a social event. Use adaptive coping skills. Clean your room. Cook nutritious foods. Exercise. Get around people who have a different mindset. Talk to someone who is mentally strong. We say, well, wait a minute, I don't know about all that. Those people don't understand me. I can't eat healthy foods. They won't taste good. I love my pasta. I love my sweets. Those skills don't work. Being disciplined won't help me. Symptom one of being stiff-necked and stubborn is listening with a made-up mind. Symptom two, I need to take inventory of how I think, feel, and respond in certain ways. Sometimes when I'm in a group of people, I find myself grabbing a hold of my elbow, looking down rather than making eye contact, and worrying about how I look. I caught myself doing this at a recent event with other moms, and I thought to myself, why are you doing that? So I remembered myself as a kid. I was shy and awkward, and I didn't have any friends. I would use my insecurities to retreat rather than connect in social situations because I didn't know how. So I was able to take inventory of how I thought, felt, and responded in that situation, and I reminded myself that I'm not that person anymore. That I don't have to be insecure and I can look people in the eyes. That I can just be myself. I had to take inventory of that. What about when you have a strong reaction to something? I did an episode recently about spirituality, and I happened to talk about the Bible. I had someone say, you know, I was cool with that episode until you mentioned the word Bible, then I shut it off. I had a really negative gut reaction to it. It just didn't sit right with me. Same thing about working out. I had someone say, you know, following a regular exercise program is incredibly aversive to me. I don't see how that has anything to do with mental health. I'll tell you something big. Your strong responses are usually tied to truths that you need to change. I'll say it again. Your strong responses are usually tied to truths that you need to change. Did anyone ever tell you you have a bad temper? They say like, Rose, you're hot-headed. No, I'm not. Or that you're competitive and you say, no, you just don't like to lose. So what am I trying to say? We have to be people that evaluate, why do I say what I say? Why do I do what I do? Why? Because if you aren't willing to address your internal wiring, you can't be rewired. I'll say it again. If you aren't willing, if you're too stubborn and stiff-necked to address your internal wiring, you can't be rewired. Symptom three of being stiff-necked and stubborn. When confronted with the truth, I don't change. Maybe you say, Rose, I really love that episode you did on favorite person or favorite host. Yeah, you know, I can relate with what you were saying 100%. I can be a tyrant. I totally agree with that. It hit home for me. Some time passes and maybe you say, my FP, still using the BPD language, might I add, you say, my FP went to hang out with his friends and I got jealous, so I texted and called him repeatedly. Or maybe you realize that you engage in behaviors that mirror the behaviors of your parents. Maybe your father had anger issues or your mother wasn't able to nurture you as a child. You realize that and you see that truth and you understand that you have anger the way your father has anger and you are unable to nurture your children the way you needed to be nurtured, but you still have anger and tantrum episodes. You still act tyrannical. You still yell at your kids or you call them names to your spouse or you up and leave them when you are upset or you take your love completely away from the people that love you. So even when confronted with the truth, you don't change. Maybe you say, I know I need to be selfless and forgive others, but I can't right now. I'm too pissed. So maybe another time. I really hope that you don't just listen to this podcast or the words of your therapist, your coach, a trusted friend or family member and not apply it to your life. Not do everything you can to apply it to your life. You are saying, I want to recover, but I don't actually want to do what it takes to get there if you don't. In the beginning of recovery, You just need to take the first few steps. Just exercise daily for 30 days. Just add green vegetables to every meal. Just walk away when you're angry. Just study, research, and implement how to nurture your kids. Ask yourself, how do I need to apply this info that I've been given from all areas? DBT, MBT, CBT, mindset coaching, moral compass work. How can I apply all of this info that I can get out there and apply it to my recovery? Say, you know what, Rose? I'm not going to stiffen my neck up. I'm actually going to stick my neck out and I'm going to apply the things that I know I should to my life in an effort to foster my recovery because I want to take things to the next level. I refuse to just accept the bare minimum. I'm going to refuse to be stiff-necked and stubborn. So what's the point of this episode? We need to be people that are willing to assess why we do what we do, why we say what we say, and why we function the way that we function. We have to be people who do not listen with made-up minds. We have to be people who, when confronted with hard truth, will take the steps to change, because if not, that cycle of being stubborn and stiff-necked will prevent you from ever achieving the next level of recovery that you are wanting. Okay, thanks for listening. That was From Borderline to Beautiful, a production of Thrive Mind Body LLC, online coaching that helps frustrated individuals, resentful couples, and disconnected families navigate through tough times. Visit us on the web at thriveonlinecounseling.com. If you like this show, remember, you can hear it on Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Pocket Casts or any app that you use to listen to podcasts. Subscribe to get a new episode every Monday. If you want to get in touch, you can leave me a voice message. Some of you had some comments and questions from the last episodes, and I'd love to hear whatever questions you have too. Just download the Anchor mobile app, search for From Borderline to Beautiful, and tap the message button to send me a voice message. We'll have all those links in the show description. Okay, we made it. Thanks again for listening. I'm Rose Skeeters, and I'll be back next week with another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. Talk to you then.